7:33, Stephen 10 in the morning, and it's time for our weekly chat with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Stephen, Ted, good morning. Great to be with you.
Good. Hello. Good to have you with us now. I'd like to get your opinion of what happened in that election. You know, I'm not necessarily concerned with the county, but the presidential election seems like the country kind of surprises, at least it surprised me with the way that went. As you know, it was supposed to be a toss-up, but it got kind of one-sided on the Republican side there.
Yeah, pretty interesting. I'll tell you that I wasn't surprised at the result. I was surprised at the margin of victory. And that wasn't my expectation, wasn't based on polling or anything like that. In fact, I think we've learned over the last few cycles that, you know, polling sometimes isn't as reliable as we would think. But anecdotally, when you would talk to people and you would hear about what their concerns were and where their head was at, I talked to two people the last week of the leading up to the election. Both of them, neither of them had voted for President Trump in the previous two elections, but both of them were voting for him in this election. And I asked why. One of the reasons was a small business owner and just felt like the inflation and just the mood of the economy was burdensome and was going to be troubling for their business. The other person loved the fact that he had invited Bobby Kennedy to the table. And his quote was, you know, we finally have someone that's going to take on Big Pharma, which I just found was intriguing. And I just listened and try to learn. But I was surprised at the margin, particularly in those six swing states. But here we are. We're going to have a President Trump here in just a few months.
All right. And how about yesterday, Veterans Day? Talk about that a little bit. Yeah. I know you were doing something, weren't you?
Yeah, we were out running around and spent a little time in a few of the communities that are in my district. And just to be able to honor and to pull back, draw back, and just give honor to those that that sacrifice their time, their effort, their energy, their livelihoods in many regards to serve in our armed forces. The American dream is made possible because of the service of the American soldier. And if you go all the way back to the inception of this country, men and women have taken a stand and served for liberty and served for what it means to be an American. And it is wholly appropriate and necessary for us to draw back at least once a year and just give honor. We honor our veterans every day, but yesterday is a special day. And I know there were a lot of ceremonies and a lot of events around the community. And it was really cool to watch in the news and watch on social media the way we paid homage to our veterans.
You know, and I'm a person who lived through the Vietnam era. And I didn't serve. I didn't wasn't drafted. I didn't volunteer. But I always felt like people say, well, the military got it. We weren't anti-military. We were anti what the government was doing while we were there. And it came out that we didn't support the troops. Well, most people did. We understood that they were doing their best. They were doing what we asked them to do, right? As a country.
And that is the point, is over and over and over again throughout the history of this country, people have signed up and they've done, whether they agreed or disagreed, whether they felt it was right or wrong, they served, many of them in combat. And I think that's kind of the mood and the pulse of where the country's at today is, you know, if you look around the world and all the volatility and all the nervous energy that the world has right now, we see what's going on in Ukraine, we see what's going on in Israel and the Middle East. Wars and rumors of war all across the world. And I think what people are really looking for today is just this element of peace. Just someone that can bring a calm to the waters and see if we can find a sustainable peace in all these really tumultuous parts of the world.
I confess to you that I didn't have time to research whether you're even going to have a meeting tomorrow. Is that bad? I didn't do any research at all.
I don't think it's bad at all. That's why I'm here. I'm here to let you know that we are meeting tomorrow, and we're talking elephants tomorrow.
Well, the only thing I can say is that Ted ate my homework, so there you go.
There you go. I got a 10-year-old son, and he's got excuses like that sometimes, too. But we're meeting tomorrow. Yep.
Let's talk about elephants. Talk about elephants, sir. Go ahead.
Well, we've been talking about elephants a lot at Sedgwick County. Obviously, we have the Sedgwick County Zoo, which is one of the most popular outdoor tourist sites in the entire state of Kansas. We're incredibly proud of our zoo. And as has been reported, we have five baby elephants coming. And this is a significant deal. These are the first African elephants that will be born in the state of Kansas. We anticipated one or two. We had no. We're surprised to know that we have five coming. So we've got to expand the barn. The elephant barn's got to be expanded to meet the needs of the expanding elephant program. This has been a rather, I wouldn't say it's contentious, but there's a lot of people, just because of the mood of property taxes and the mood of taxation and the cost of government, I've actually fielded a lot of questions on these and given me an opportunity to talk. We have one of the items tomorrow on the agenda is about a grant application for just about $4.9 million for the U.S. Department of Interior. And what this will do is allow us with a match, a local government match of 50%, so roughly $2.5 million, we'll be able to apply for a grant that will help us to build this elephant barn expansion, about a 20,000 square foot expansion. The Zoological Society is going to try to raise roughly $10 million total. We're going to have a question on the agenda tomorrow is what part of that do we want to do as the county, Sedgwick County? How much do we want to participate? So we're talking elephants tomorrow. We're proud of our zoo. We want to support our zoo, and we want to make sure that the zoo is positioned to have success long into the future.
You mentioned one of the top tourist visitor attractions. It is the top in the entire state. And people say, well, maybe we should support it just about as well as we can. And even though it can be expensive to house elephants, I know when my in-laws come in, never mind.
Goodness. It's probably not going to be $10 million, but I could agree. Sometimes the in-laws come in and it is expensive. No, you're right. When we talk about quality of life in Sedgwick County, obviously, in my view, it's always about, hey, what's public safety like? What's the quality of our roads? What's the quality of our schools? But we also got to talk about amenities. We got to talk about what are the things that we're proud of, our community assets. Things like Exploration Place, Interest Bank Arena, and Sedgwick County Zoo, those are three assets of Sedgwick County government that we're really, really proud of. So we have 112 employees that work at the zoo from Sedgwick County's payroll. We have the taxpayer owned 78 assets, infrastructure pieces at Sedgwick County Zoo, and over 3,000 animals. And again, this is about creating an attraction and maintaining an attraction that is top of the line and top class. So I've been on record of saying, hey, I don't like that property taxes support some of these quality of life amenities. That's also on the agenda tomorrow, is discussing how we get these over to sales tax instead of property taxes. But while we have these assets, while they're under the stewardship of Sedgwick County government, we have to make sure we do them well, and it's something that we're proud of in Sedgwick County. So that'll be the discussion tomorrow. Baby elephants are coming in Sedgwick County.
Ted, anything? Well, going back to the election, I was going to ask you, does the Board of Sedgwick County Commissioners have any official duties when it comes to the counting or the canvassing coming up?
You bet.
Great question. This Thursday, we'll actually walk through the election results, and we are the Sedgwick County Board of County Commissioners, also serves as the Board of Canvassers. So we canvass the election and certify the election for Sedgwick County. It's quite a process. We'll go through all of the ballots that may be in question, maybe because of postmarked late, or maybe because of no signature or things of that sort. We'll go through them all, and we'll make decisions on whether we count or not count those ballots based on the recommendations of our election commissioner, who, by the way, let me just say briefly, I am so proud of our election office, the election staff, the leadership of Laura Rainwater, election commissioner, and the nearly 950, I believe, poll workers that served in this big election. They were remarkable. They ran a safe, efficient election with low wait times for the size of election that we had, very low wait times comparative to other years. So I'm just proud and grateful that they were able to serve and do their civic duty in a way that made it safe and efficient to have this election.
All right. And I'm not going to ask you any questions about sports except this one. Did you ever block a kick in your life?
Never. Never. Now, I got kicked a lot in my life, but I never blocked a
kick.
Well,
there you go.
But how cool was that? This is a miracle team, man. I'm telling you, 9-0 now. All the games have been close. They found ways to win, and that's what veteran teams do. That's what championship DNA looks like, is when the game's on the line, you find a way to win. And over again, we've seen it this year, and should be fun as we continue to march in this NFL season.
Yeah,
you've been kicked in your life, and that was David Dennis kicking you last week.
Kicking you under the table there.
Yeah, he didn't like my vote, so he kicked me under the desk.
Oh, man.
I did it.
Well, you'll have to block that one. All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good meeting, and we'll talk with you again next week. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. All right. An insurance company disputes a $2 million tax lien. That's part of the Wichita Business Journal update, coming your way in just a few minutes with Steve and Ted on KNSS.